News starts right now.
Start by saying there have been some comments about CRA and City Council being the same board, and I have always thought that's kind of strange as well, and would support further discussion about changing that in the future.
But I did appreciate hearing Councilman Jones saying that he's interested in discussing the future of the CRA, because I think the citizens should demand that we are not the CRA, that there's another group. The CRA is supposed to be independent of us. It is definitely not. You're not getting what you're supposed to get from the CRA, because the staffing is really controlled by the mayor at this point. It's not independent.
Interesting conversation. This was at the Pensacola City Council meeting. Casey Jones and Charles Baer, they're talking about the CRA. If you're not familiar, the Community Redevelopment Agency is a board delegated by, for example, the county commission or the city council, in order to oversee the tax revenue that is available specifically for use for certain projects inside the areas designated as CRAs. And typically in a city or in a county, you have a variety of places that are designated as CRAs. This conversation had come up in regards to the Reimagine Palafox, which is partially within a downtown CRA, which is an enormous territory. The CRA, if you're not familiar, and I always want to make sure everybody understands the conversation before we move on. The idea of the CRA is that it's to eliminate blight. So you take an area of town that has sort of languished and hasn't prospered like other areas of town, and you designate that as CRA. And then you draw a boundary around it, and you figure out what the property values are for everything within that boundary. And then in subsequent years, every time there's an increase in the property value, any marginal increase in the tax paid on the property inside that boundary must be used within that boundary for these developmental purposes. Sidewalks and facades and roofs and things that are investing in the infrastructure of the area is kind of the rule. And so the theory is that if the property values go up, you take the surplus property tax and you keep reinvesting in increasing the property values. And it kind of snowballs is the theory over time, where you get a, rising quality of life or standard of building. And as it grows, you keep reinvesting in it and you get it up to snuff, so to speak, so that it's no longer a blighted area. It's eventually a developed area and you can be happy about it. And it's making everybody money and everybody's happy. A couple of the problems. One problem, and what Charles Baer and Casey Jones are talking about, is that it's very normal for the CRA board, the Community Redevelopment Agency, as opposed to the area, the CRA is just like city council. They don't even change hats. They just, say, hey, now we're the CRA. Ah, now we're the council. And now we're the CRA. And now we're the council. Like, it's just a pro forma thing. And so why wouldn't it just be the council? Or, as he's saying, why wouldn't it be other people? Because if it's literally supposed to be an agency tasked with the development of this one slice of geography, why wouldn't it be a whole separate set of people whose only focus in life is to figure out that slice of improvement and to that part of the county or the city? So here's what's weird. On the one hand, I agree. If you're going to buy into the concept of having CRAs, it would make sense to have a separate board devoted to that, just like you have a separate board devoted to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Like you have a separate board devoted to architecture, a separate board devoted to, land use and development. It's like, that makes sense. And so it's weird to just literally put on the hat and change. Like the Board of County Commissioners, they have the CRA meeting and then they announce that gavel, CRA meeting's over. And now we start gavel, we're into the regular meeting. Who changed? Nobody. It's the same people. And that's weird. But then the whole CRA concept is weird anyway. It's weird in this sense. There's nothing about a CRA, as I understand it, unless somebody knows something that I don't. And I mean, it's always possible, could have an area of ignorance. But I've asked and I get the same answer. And it's this. there's nothing about the money that gets invested into a CRA that the city council couldn't just vote to use that way. You know, property taxes come in, and instead of coming in to the CRA, they could come into the general fund, and then the city council, instead of using the CRA funds to do Reimagine Palafox or a sidewalk or a facade grant improvement program, they could just use the general fund to do Reimagine Palafox or a sidewalk or a facade grant improvement program. Like, there's no reason you have to have the CRA. And if the priority is to eliminate blight, well, guess what? Instead of creating this completely artificial political game of CRA, you could just have, you know, hey, our priority is to work on blight in this area of town, so let's work on blight in this area of town. And there's also a lingering question of whether they work. You know, a lot of people are of the belief that they don't do anything that couldn't already be done anyway, and that they don't do it all that well to begin with, so why bother going through this whole, you know, dog and pony show? I don't know why that's my phrase of the day.
Yeah, we're counting on our bingo cards.
I guess it was, for UWF, it was the Dog and Zach Smith show, and not to insult Charles Bear by lumping him in by replacement with Zach Smith, but this is now the Dog and Charles Bear show. Anyway, we'll come back to this in a second. John Pickett, that's Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. Highway 29 southbound as you approach Detroit Avenue, seeing a wreck that just happened. Expect a 5-minute delay in that area going southbound. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, back to the, thank you so much, John. Back to the CRA conversation that Charles Bear was raising.
I will be in the next CRA meeting bringing at least a discussion item to move us to having an independent board and not have the council be the CRA, because I think it's the fair thing to do for the people of this city. Clearly, we are not spending the dollars on things that the CRA was intended to do, and this is evidence of this tonight.
Yeah, he thinks that the CRA is not, the money is not being used properly the way it would be if it were just controlled by people whose only purpose in that thing was to look out for that part of town. Allison Patton, meanwhile, says,
I don't necessarily agree with an independent board, and there are a number of reasons for that. If you want to put a discussion item on Councilman Mayor, then that would be great. We can discuss it. But I think the CRA work is very intertwined, and the dollars and the expenditure of those dollars is very intertwined in the objectives and strategic plan of the city. And I think it's important that we have a unified approach to that. And I think that becomes less likely other individuals that involved, as well as us and the mayor.
So we should be doing it because only we have the overall global strategy for the city to make the decisions that will not create sort of fiefdom here against fiefdom there with CRA versus other CRA. We're the ones who are in charge of all of it, so we are the ones with the comprehensive global picture of the city. Okay, fair point. And you know, you see this a lot with boards where, you know, each member, maybe on the city council or each member of the county commission, they appoint somebody to the board, and then the board recommends something, and then the county commission is like, yeah, we don't really care about that. We're going to do our own thing because they're only advisory boards. All these votes have to ultimately come to the elected officials anyway, which is a way of saying, why bother having the board? I mean, if the council owns the decision, then why should anybody else be even part of making that decision? And if the commission owns the decision, why should anybody? Okay, well, same argument here is you might say, well, it's important for us to be the CRA because, you know, we're not going to go against ourselves. You know, we might as well just do that. But that's the reason you shouldn't bother having a CRA. If the whole objection is that we need to think about these things in conjunction with all of our other initiatives, and we need to think about this not as an individual entity, but as part of a larger tapestry of, you know, political investment or whatever, then that's the reason you don't have a CRA. See, if it's right to have them, then I think Charles is probably right. They ought to be separate things entirely. They probably, each one ought to have its own board. Like, it shouldn't just be the CRA in general, you know, for all of the CRA. Like, each CRA, each area should have its own board, which is going to be a mess to make that happen, but, you know, again, if the point is to have people who are focused on that area and know that area, right, and probably live in that area, anyway, you know, then do it for each one. But if your argument is we should, you know, as a city council, we should be the CRA because only we understand the whole picture, well, then get rid of the CRA. And just do, because Charles is arguing that, the CRA is now spending money on this Reimagine Palafox project that is not in line with the goals of the CRA. Okay, well, you're getting outvoted at this moment. And so instead of blaming it on what the CRA should be doing, just get rid of the CRA. And then the city council can say, you know, we were going to invest in blighted areas, and now we're just going to invest more in Palafox. And that's all there is to it. So you kind of see how this weird halfway, we're sort of in, we're sort of not in, to this notion of geographically isolated blighted areas that need remediation. It puts all kinds of weird byproducts on. And I think for my vote, if I had a choice, I would just say get rid of them. But if you are going to do them, then do them all the way and do it like Charles says, which is have their own separate areas. So 620 on News Radio 92.3. It's just kind of it's a thing we talk about a lot. You know, it kind of comes up in a lot of these conversations about funding and decisions that get made. And it is a weird thing to understand that it's basically like part two of the county commission or part two of the city council meeting. But it's not really. But yet it is. But it's not really. But it is. So anyway. John Clear, you're the accountant guy. Is it clear?
Yes, very.
All right, good. Too clear. Fair enough. If you have work that needs to be done on the air conditioning or the plumbing or the heating or the electrical, or maybe you want to get a generator installed, Peden is your place to go. They've been around since 1969. Robert Peden started them in Panama City just to do air conditioning. And then, you know, obviously if you're going to do air conditioning, you do heating. And then obviously if you're going to work inside the home, you might as well learn how to do electrical because that's pretty connected to heating and air conditioning. And since we're already in the home, why not figure out how to do the plumbing? That's all same kind of stuff inside the home, complicated things. So since 1969, they've been expanding in what they do and where they do it. Now all the way from Tallahassee to Mobile. So across the state line a couple of years ago, they added Baldwin County. I think it was last year maybe they added Mobile in. So all the way across with good quality products, people, you know, installation, they stand by it with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Also, one of the things they're working on now is the smart homes. So if you want a smarter, safer home, get Peden's $89 smart home consultation. Their licensed professionals will design a custom plan that connects your comfort, your security, your energy savings into a single, simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Share the love and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wow. Wow, I could have had a V8.
Style.
I recognize the style.
It feels familiar, but... doesn't it?
Yes.
It's John Mellencamp. Martha Say.
Ah.
And, you know, he's such an interesting artist, right? Because originally John Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp, and now John Mellencamp. And I suppose in his old age, he's going to shift again to a different name, you know?
Why not?
Why not? You know, he was identified Cougar at birth, but now he identifies as a Mellencamp, whatever that is. It does mess up your, like, alphabetization for your CDs, though.
How would you do that?
Well, is he under C, C, M, or M, right?
Yeah, you're right.
You know how I do it? I cheat.
Why?
I go by first name.
Oh.
Because it's the name of the artist.
Gotcha.
But no, seriously, a lot of people, there can, you know, is Alanis Morissette in the A's or the M's? A, Alanis. It's the same in my phone, by the way. Oh, this could be a frivolous topic. We should have fun with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. In your phone, do you put them by first name or by last name first?
Or first name last.
That's the same thing.
I know, but I just wanted to say it. Come on, man. Let me have my glory. Let me have the glory.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Good morning, gentlemen. The search is over. Morgan Geiger, convicted of the 2014 Slender Man stabbing, has been captured in Illinois. The Wisconsin woman had cut off her monitoring bracelet and escaped a group home over the weekend. She was found by Sunday evening around 10:30 p.m. An explosion damaged a senior living complex in Ohio. The blast at the Phoenix House Apartments in Austintown destroyed a big section of the building over the weekend on Saturday, injuring several people. Luckily, no deaths were reported. The cause of that still under investigation. And baseball legend Daryl Strawberry celebrating a fresh start, Andrew. President Trump recently pardoned the 8-time All-Star for his past tax evasion and drug charges. The former Mets great shared his gratitude. He was preaching at a church in Tulsa on Sunday. He credits his Christian faith for turning his life around and keeping him sober for more than 20 years now. Apparently, Trump personally called Strawberry earlier this month to tell him that he was giving him a pardon.
Interesting. What I'm thinking in my head is, you know, when you live a life like that, your wounds, your scars, your history is a part of your story. And would you want a pardon? I mean, it's who you are, you know, just kind of you're not embarrassed about it, obviously. The whole world knows the things that Daryl Strawberry has done. But, you know, pardoning it is a sort of, I mean, there's something kind of Christian about that, too, you know. But there's, you know, the notion that, I mean, he certainly doesn't need it to be pardoned. I don't know, just I can see on the one hand how somebody would want the pardon. I can also see how somebody would like, no, that's who I am. Don't take that away. It's, you know, I'm not proud of it, but I own it. You know, that's really attached to me.
If he doesn't want it, I'll take it.
You'll take the pardon for all the things that you might have done?
Right. Okay. No, I haven't. Yeah, statute of limitations.
Wait, what'd you call it?
Statute of limitations.
Statute.
I know, but I want to say statue.
It's not statue. It's not a big chiseled figure of a person. It's a law. It's a rule. It's a principle. It's a statute.
Yeah, I tried.
There's no statute of limitations. Unless there's, you know, like old Bob Limitations, the gardener, that they wanted to honor after 30 years of being the gardener at the school, and they put a statue of Bob, whose last name is Limitations. Okay, I'm going to just, it's time to move on. 4-3-7-16-20. Don't you think that'd be? Now I kind of want to find out if there's anybody in the world whose last name is Limitations, and I want to put up a statue of them just for ironic fun.
Just
to say that we've got one somewhere, anywhere. 4-3-7-16-20. If you have a company, you have employees, you have health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, payroll, you know, the fun stuff, like the gravy. I mean, you got to repair, cars, and you got to build homes, but the sweet stuff is when you can manage employee benefits, baby. No, nobody thinks that way. That's nuts, right? Well, one exception, the folks at Torgerson Consulting. They're weird. They actually think that way. Like, they like that. They are into that. They like all the details, the minutiae, and the changes, and the deductibles, and figuring all that stuff out, and helping you not have to. They're really good at it. We've been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country for about 4 years, since 2021, and they're just really good. Great customer service. They are not miracle workers, okay? The market is what it is. It's, you know, been ruined over the years. But I always know that they're giving us the best that's available. You know, like, that's the best stuff that's available. And I appreciate that. And they're great at answering questions, which we always have lots of because, you know, my wife's an industrial engineer, so she always has questions. They get her seal of approval, which nobody gets. 433-9. I mean, I'm only like, you know, on Wednesday from 9 to 2, I get her, you know, one time back in the fourth year of our marriage, right? So,
boy.
No, they're great, and she loves them. We love them. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. You know what? This is a reward. I know the schools are out. We're on weird schedules today, you know, but I have a giveaway for you. I have two tickets to see A Christmas Story, the musical. So if you like the concept of A Christmas Story and you like the idea of bringing it to life with song instead of with, you know, Ralphie making jokes or the dad swearing at the heater in the basement, you can win at the Sanger Theater December 2nd or 3rd. Call now. Caller 1. Be as fast as you can.
Pelosi, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, saying he's optimistic ending the Russia-Ukraine war soon after meeting with Ukrainian officials in Geneva yesterday.
There's still some work to be done, but we are much further ahead today at this time than we were when we began this morning and where we were a week ago for certain.
Now, the talks focus on a U.S. peace proposal that favors Moscow's demands, including Ukraine ceding territory, reducing its army, and not joining NATO. Back-to-back storms in the central and eastern U.S. can make your Thanksgiving travel plans a little more difficult.
Heavy rain is expected to hammer Texas, Oklahoma, and the southeast through midweek. A cold front will then slide across the Midwest into the northeast starting on Wednesday. That's forecast to bring heavy snow and rain and could cause delays and cancellations at major airports.
And that's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The TSA expects to screen more than 17.8 million people. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 55 degrees and cloudy skies in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. A Pensacola lawmaker wants to crack down on smoking in public. Representative Alex Andrade sponsoring a bill to expand Florida's Clean Air Act, banning marijuana smoking and vaping in public spaces like parks and beaches. But that bill would also go a bit further and ban all smoking and vaping in those same outdoor areas, except, of course, for cigars. The push coming after Florida voters rejected recreational marijuana legalization last year. Andrade said that the main complaint wasn't about legalization itself. It was about the smell. The bill would also strengthen the current ban on medical marijuana in public spaces. Well, hundreds of people stepped back in time this past weekend in Milton. The Jubilee Renaissance Fair happened at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds. The crowds came for the Middle Ages experience, traditional music, turkey legs, all the medieval atmosphere you could ask for. But the real draw was the jousting.
Thousands of people, hundreds of shows, it's all over, TV shows, you know, Full Metal Jousting, it's everything is there. It's definitely the highlight that everyone comes looking for. And
tickets were $25, $20 with a food donation. All of the donations went to Food Raising Friends, an organization that's working to prepare 9,000 Christmas meals for students in need right here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And the meal bags go to students whose families need support. They're selected by school counselors. Fatal crash in Baldwin County claimed a life over the weekend. A 64-year-old Pensacola man was driving a Kia Borrego early on Saturday morning when it left the road and hit a tree on Barano Park Road about 18 miles north of Robertsdale. The man was rushed to Sacred Heart Hospital but died from his injuries. A 59-year-old female passenger was also hurt and taken to Baptist Hospital. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is still investigating what caused that crash. Now, if you're planning a drive for the holidays, gas prices are up right now. According to AAA, prices across Florida have gone up about 20 cents in just 1 week. The statewide average is at $3.10 a gallon. In the panhandle, a little bit cheaper, though. Some of the cheapest gas in the state right now. Escambia County averaging $2.72 a gallon. Santa Rosa at $2.70. And looking in Looking in Alabama, 271 for Baldwin County, 265 in Mobile County. Well, race fans, Pensacola's biggest racing tradition coming here in a few weeks. The 58th annual Snowball Derby is coming to Five Flag Speedway December 4th through the 7th. It's one of the biggest short track race events in the country. Draws thousands of fans every year from all over. 36 racers are competing this year. Kyle Busch, a two-time Snowball Derby champion, will be back, and he's hungry for a third championship. The main event race will be that Sunday, 1 o'clock, a 300-lap race on a half-mile oval. Officials say they're expecting 10,000 to 12,000 people trackside for the race. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got an accident on, if you're southbound on Highway 29, still dealing with that accident from earlier that's at Detroit Avenue. So just be aware of that. There's about a two-minute delay associated with that. They've gotten it off to the side of the road, and traffic is flowing again. I-10, I-110 all look good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at a decent day today with temperatures starting off in the 50s. We are going to warm up around 76 degrees for your afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Going into your Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 78 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 68 degrees. Going into your Wednesday, high near 75 with partly cloudy skies. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 55 right now. We've got cloudy skies. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are slightly lower as Ukraine peace talks edge toward a solution. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $57.94 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $62.44 per barrel. Treasury yields were slightly lower this morning as bond traders kicked off a shortened trading week and awaited more delayed economic data. The 10-year Treasury yield fell just over one basis point to 4.052%, while the 30-year bond moved two basis points lower to 4.690%. The head of the largest port in the United States said the Trump administration has not reached out to help following a fire that erupted on a container ship on Friday and continues to burn outside of the port. Port of Los Angeles Executive Director Gene Serenko said we need the Trump administration to help with assistance for cleanup. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 493, the NASDAQ up 195. That's Your Money Now.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Open enrollment is here, and this year you can enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840. Again, that's 850-477-5840, and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Good morning, 640 on News Radio 92.3. I think we used to play that for Grover Robinson. I think that was his music. Interestingly, yeah, I haven't heard that song in a while. It's great. On Friday, of course, we had Phil the Mayflower. Great success, as always. Wonderful to have the community be so generous with their money and with their food items that they bring by for the big truck that goes to Mana for their annual food drive. While I was there, of course, I had a good conversation with my dear friend, Dee Dee Flounlacker.
All right, so here with Dee Dee Flounlacker, the executive director for Mana Food Pantry, is at the annual Fill the Mayflower event. Dee Dee, how has it been going so far?
Wow, Andrew, it has been going really, really well. I mean, we've had a steady line of cars coming up, and it has just really been fantastic. People are bringing the things that we need, and they are being patient when there's a line, and it gives me such joy to see folks showing such kindness,
yeah.
You know, it's just amazing.
You know, in prior years, we've been over by the Red Lobster, but of course that's being demolished and that space is not available. And I had worried that maybe it'd be harder for people to find us, but I actually think it's more visible here right by the street just to the south of there. I wonder if traffic isn't a little higher because of that drive-by effect.
You know, I think you may be right because the traffic has been just constant today,
yeah.
Which has been fantastic. And we're seeing folks who are coming in that are giving lots of food, and some of them are giving a bag of food, and some people can give a can of food.
Yeah.
And you know what, Andrew? All that means so much to us, no matter what it is that you give.
Yeah. You know, recently, obviously, food pantries have been a lot in the news with the government shutdown, with SNAP benefits not being paid for a month. What are things like now? We're, 2 weeks after reopening, and so what are you seeing on the ground and dealing with people and their needs right now?
Well, so it is true that, you know, government shutdown certainly affected our furloughed employees. And even though they've been able to go back to work,
yeah.
It still has a rippling effect because those folks had to make some pretty tough decisions probably about what bills to pay.
Yeah.
We're still seeing, unfortunately, folks who have not received their November SNAP. And we're also seeing a lot of SNAP cut as well.
Okay.
So reduced
payments.
Yes. And so we're seeing, you know, a lot of things happening in the world of SNAP.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you that it's scary for us. And the reason it's scary is we don't know what's going to happen. And if you can imagine being hungry and being a dad who has children at home and you utilize SNAP to just supplement, which is what it's intended to do, supplement
yeah.
your grocery bill, and then, you know, you don't know if you're going to have it.
Right.
Or it gets cut from $200 a month to $50 a month, which is something that we heard yesterday from one of our clients.
Wow. Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those things where I think a lot of people who have a fairly comfortable life, you know, maybe they're not wealthy, but, you know, most people have enough, basically. It's hard to think about what is life really like when $100 in the month is a big deal. And when that $100 or $200 is missing, you know, where do you start to make cuts? Because it's, you know, we hear these stories maybe about somebody who the refrigerator goes out and that is a catastrophe. But there are an awful lot of people who might be able to get by ordinarily mm-hmm. and many who cannot.
Right.
But even if they can get by ordinarily when everything is working properly, when a couple of pieces fall out of place, all of a sudden it's a real crisis.
It really is. And, you know, I'm so glad you talked about that, Andrew, because we have so many families in Escambia County especially, but also Santa Rosa. that are living paycheck to paycheck. Now, these are working families,
right?
You know, and they are doing the very best they can, but they're just getting by. And that's understandable, given housing that, the housing prices in both the counties, inflation, the cost of food, good grief, is just amazing right now.
I mean, just beef. If you want to get beef, it's $6 a pound for ground beef, let alone steak. I mean, it's outrageous.
Exactly. And, you know, so, Andrew, those are folks that are working families that are getting by until something happens, like you said, and it throws everything out of whack. And the same thing for that grandmother who's raising her grandchildren now, and she doesn't have SNAP, and so what does she do, and how does she feed those kids?
Yeah.
You know, and that happens, again, every day in our community. How about that senior that relies on some SNAP money to help them buy their groceries, and suddenly, you know, they're having to make decisions about, do I buy food or do I buy my medication? And that's one of the worst places that we want someone to be, because that means they're going to have to make some unhealthy decisions.
Right.
And our community already, unfortunately, is a very unhealthy community.
Just health, nutrition, smoking, alcohol, all of that, right?
Right, obesity, everything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why MANA's here. That's why we're here. That's why we have food drives like this. That's why we have partners like you guys and so many others. Because every day, one in four children go to bed hungry at night, Andrew. One in four children.
Well, I was stunned the other day when I read that 41% of births involve Medicaid. And you try to think about wrapping your brain around the idea that 40% of new mothers are poor enough to qualify for Medicaid. And then you translate that into how many kids are hungry, how many kids are close to hungry. In our community, I mean, generally, what is it, about 15% of the population is on SNAP, if I remember correctly. So, you know, you run the math on that in our area, that's, 75,000 people.
Right.
Yeah, out of a 500,000 person population. That is a lot of people who are barely making it when things are going well, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, we have seniors who would qualify for SNAP, but they have too much pride to go through that process, or they can't do it because they don't know how to do it. And so, you know, when you take money away like that, then, like you said, all of a sudden you don't have that money to go buy groceries, and so what do? And so when they come to MANA, we try to be sure that we're connecting them with other organizations. And it's also why we work with other organizations who are looking at that person holistically and saying, okay, they may have challenges with food right now, but what else do they need?
Pause right there. We'll come back to Dee Dee in just a second, because we do want to make sure to get traffic on the fives. John Pickens. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened earlier on Highway 29 and Detroit Avenue Boulevard.
Stop it.
No, that's... Anyway, so traffic is back flowing smoothly. It's off to the side of the road. Again, in case you missed that was Highway 29 and Detroit Boulevard.
So I expect from a guy who says Statue of Limitations.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of Popeye statue, so... All right, take a look at I-10, I-110. They're all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, thanks so much, John. All right, back to the interview I did on Friday with Dee Dee Flaunlacher, the executive director of MANA Food Pantries.
But I did want to ask you, the price of housing is ridiculous. The price to buy a house, the price to rent a house, the price to rent an apartment. I see mobile homes on sale for $100,000. I mean, it's insane, absolutely insane. But it's not like people are making a lot more. So you have inflation when it comes to food costs, transportation costs. You have massive inflation when it comes to housing. How has that been affecting the volume of people that have been coming to you for food assistance?
It absolutely increases that volume. What we're seeing, Andrew, is a lot of people are doubling up. So someone maybe loses their place that they were living, or maybe they can't afford it any longer, right? And so what they'll do is they wind up going and living with maybe a family member. Maybe it's only a one-bedroom place. Suddenly you may have six people that are there, right, and living there. And so it has absolutely a very, very devastating effect on us. The housing issue is a huge issue in our community. And, you know, Andrew, we know hunger is not a root cause. We know that hunger results from something else. And one of the things that it results from is housing, and the housing costs that are so high. Because, you know, the other problem is if someone gets evicted, or if you want to move, you have to have the first month's rent, last month's rent,
right?
You got to have all those all that money to get utilities turned on, et cetera. And so just that is alone is huge. And so there's so many factors that really, you know, hit people, and it's hard in Escambia County.
And again, for people who are right at the edge, every month they get back to zero basically every month. There's not a lot of surplus in that budget. So let's try to end on a little bit of a good note, because I know we're here doing good things. We want people to feel good about the contribution that they make. Talk to me just for a second about the difference that this community makes for its hungry neighbors and what an event like this means for those people in Fermanagh.
You know, I love this community. And when I talk about this community, I mean Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And I love this community because anytime we say we need, it's almost before we finish that sentence, there are people, you know, that are at Mana and they're offering to help. And that means so much because, Andrew, as you know, we're a local organization. So we don't get any state funding. We're not affiliated with any national organization. So all the food that we have, it comes from donations, although we purchase some. And last year we gave out about 680,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
680,000 pounds of food. We helped 71,005 people last year, and Andrew, 61% of them were children. So when you stop by and you make a financial gift, or you stop by and you give a can of food, or you give, you know, bags of food, one, it stays local. Two, because we're local, we make local decisions based on local needs.
Right.
And when those needs change, Mana is able to react to that if it's the right thing for us to do. And so this community, we would not exist without this community. It's just an amazing place.
Well, Didi, thank you so much for what you do. I know you know that my wife and I personally support you guys as generously as we can every single year. We believe in the mission. I love helping you, and God bless you and everything that you do. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Big success on Friday. Thank you to everybody who donated. It was wonderful. It always is. And, you know, I just think it's easy to go a long time and not think about people in need, and that's why I like talking to Didi and kind of getting a reminder of all the people, so many people who struggle to make ends meet, and especially, as she says, the kids, you know, and whatever else you might think about who's responsible, it's never the kids' fault. You know, it's never the kids' fault. 651 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you managed to catch or did not catch the UWF game over the weekend, it was an interesting one. UWF, we had a kind of a, we traded turnovers right away in the beginning. Then UWF got a touchdown, Marcus Stokes on a 4-yard rush and a 2-point conversion after that to 8-0. We got another touchdown, big play, 54-yard pass and run to Kendrick Watkins Hogue. So that made it 15-0. North Greenville came back, got 7 points. We got 7. So at the half, it was actually 15-7. Then on the very first, we kicked off, did a squib kick for an onside, recovered it and scored. So 22-7. They got up to 13. We got up to 29. And so eventually you had a situation where it was 29 to 19, and that set up this play of the game brought to you by Bogey's Sweets and Sports Bar.
Front Giddens in as the tight end into the backfield. They'll go right back to the power running game. TJ Lane, big hole, midfield, cuts it back to the outside, 40, into North Greenville territory, inside the 30, inside the 20. It's Jay Sharp, inside the 10. Those numbers confuse me, but not Jay Sharp. He gets it loose, and the Argos get a big play in the running game. It's been a minute.
They tried two other runners, and then they gave it right back to Jay Sharp two plays later, and he got in for a touchdown. That made it 36-19. That was pretty much the game. UWF picked up another one to make it 43-19. So they did, in fact, win against North Greenville, and they will play coming up this next week. Oh, who are they playing? I had it written down, and then I put that away. I got to look it up real quick. But they'll be playing at home again. Newberry is going to be the team that they play at 1 o'clock at Penn Air Field out on UWF. And this UWF Argos play of the week is brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, which is a great place to watch games, a great place to play games, a great place to go after the game, especially if you're watching the game at the stadium. You want to go somewhere and hang out afterwards. It's got a virtual indoor entertainment center with all kinds of things like flag football and baseball and hockey and even golf and zombie dodgeball and all that you can play. You can, you know, bring your own game, you know, like clubs if you want to play golf. They even have a whole league around golf. That's kind of interesting. Full food menu, full bar, delicious burgers, wings, pizza, salad, smoothies, all that kind of stuff. And like I said, you can watch the Argos play or watch it after that and celebrate afterwards. Either way, for team building exercises, for work, or just for fun, play, practice, and party at Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar located on University Parkway by the UWF campus just north of 9 Mile, or online at bogeysgolfsuites.com.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Psalm 100, verse 4. Hi, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. We have so much to be thankful for, but sometimes we get so caught up in life, it's easy to forget. This Thanksgiving holiday, let us all take a moment and just be thankful. From our family to yours, we wish you a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. God bless.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Bailey's Produce and Nursery.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Naughty, 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 you filthy old sunker.
Trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight.
Clockwork Orange, John.
Okay. I was just like, Andrew, where's that from?
6:56 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. By the way, good to have you back.
Thank you, sir. We've got one accident on the books right now at Creighton Road and Scenic Highway. I'm seeing no delays associated with it. It's off to the side of the road, but I wanted you to be aware of it. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, Highway 29, everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. The FBI says a man connected to a major drug trafficking ring has been caught in Canada. Agents arrested 32-year-old Rashid Hussain, who they say laundered money for fugitive ringleader and former Olympic snowboarder Ryan Wedding. Wedding is still on the run. An Australian lawmaker facing backlash after walking...
Wait. The guy that they've been looking for all this time was a former Olympic snowboarder?
Yeah, Ryan Wedding.
In connection with what crime?
Money laundering.
In connection to...
I don't know.
I thought it's drug trafficking, right?
Drug trafficking, that's it.
Well, he really knows his powder.
Ba-ding! I don't have that sound effect.
Well, the sound effect we need is the boo.
Oh, really? Really? Too obvious?
Boo.
All right. I mean, move on.
I'm sorry about that, Andrew. I liked it. It was a good joke.
No, you're too late for all that now.
An Australian lawmaker facing backlash after walking into Parliament wearing a burqa. Senator Pauline Hanson, she did that apparently after being blocked from introducing a bill to ban face coverings in public. The move stopped Australian Senate proceedings, drew a lot of criticism from Muslim lawmakers there.
You have a sound clip.
What has happened today is not a genuine demonstration of faith. In fact, it is the middle finger to people of faith.
This is a racist senator.
Senator.
Displaying blatant racism and Islamophobia,
Senator
President. And Senator you, someone,
Faruqi.
Someone
Senator
should pull
Faruqi.
Her up on that.
Senator Faruqi.
And it is you in the chair.
Senator
you should be pulling
Faruqi.
Her up on that.
She is disrespecting a faith. She is disrespecting the Muslims
Senator
out there, Muslim
Faruqi.
Australians. It's absolutely unconstitutional.
And pretty much just kept going on like that. So
the only reason I know it's not Milton is the accent.
Right.
So this legislator to protest the oppression of women practiced in certain portions of the Muslim world wore a burqa into the legislature.
Yes.
I mean, fair point.
Yeah, and... apparently, she was trying to build up support for her anti-immigration party that she's a part of.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not saying I'm her fan. I'm just saying, you know, that one slice of it.
And there was a new transparency feature on X that created some confusion over the weekend, Andrew. You see this? Some users suddenly saw location tags on certain accounts, including posts claiming Homeland Security was tagged in Israel. Now, X is saying that those screenshots were all manipulated. The feature was taken offline briefly and is now back, showing that DHS is based in the U.S.
And they say they've always been based in the U.S.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.